Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
An active week. We started with Brandon Cooks being traded. Laremy Tunsil extended. Then the Texans brought in Dalton Schultz. Then they brought in Devin Singletary. Then we had the CJ Stroud pro day. Then we had the Bryce Young pro day. Today we got the Will Levis pro day. We got Texas and Houston in action. Next week the Final Four comes to town. There is a lot going on around here. We only got 4 hours of time to get into it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Happy best day of the week, my friends.
I feel like you forgot to mention something.
What's that?
So go through the big week again. What, your big week?
We had a Laremy Tunsil.
Okay, Figgy, help me out here.
Extension. We had a Brandon Cooks trade. We had Dalton Schultz signed. We had Devin Singletary said, I forgot to mention Denzel Perriman. Denzel Perriman.
That's not it, I don't think.
Signed as well. And we had the
Cougs and Longhorns.
We had the Cougs and Longhorns today.
Yeah.
Active week. Such little time to get to.
Figgy, I feel like we're missing something here.
Yeah, I think we're missing something too, man.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I feel like the wedding quota's been met with the seven segments Lopez has done. I'm just trying. I feel like the wedding quota has been met.
What's all right, B.O.B. A quick little all right, B.O.B. Yeah. Only focus on sports.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay focused on the task at hand.
What's seven segments? Seven segments that I do on the wedding.
3.5.
2.
2.5. 3 if you count Sean doing the segments too.
Well, that was Sean.
So like y'all's weddings. Much more exciting.
All right, let's get to it here. So you got married yesterday.
I did. It was lovely. Shout out to the Judge Garcia.
Yeah.
It was great, man.
Yeah.
Day of Destiny, 323. One of the best days of my life. It's going to be one of the best days of the year moving forward. Very smooth, very stress-free.
Yeah, yeah.
No Bridezilla stuff.
Yeah.
It's a smooth process.
Invitation got lost in the mail?
No one wants to go to a courthouse.
Figgy, how was it? Did you go?
I didn't go.
No one's going to a courthouse.
You didn't go?
I felt like he wanted to keep this super in-house.
Why?
So, just smooth.
I respect that.
Just
you
smooth.
Do?
Just nice and smooth.
And then I feel like we're burying a big part of this story here. So you got married yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Congrats to you. Congrats to Holly. You're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and me.
I feel like you're bearing a bigger part of this story. As I was shopping for wedding rings, I came up with a big shot, one of the biggest shots of all. So
Steph Curry with the shot.
Steph Curry with the shot. There's going to be a baby in August. Right. So who the hell wants to go on their honeymoon when they're pregnant?
You still want to spend time
with her? Who the hell wants to go on their honeymoon pregnant? Hell no. We'll probably do something like that next year after the baby's out. Maybe around 323 next year.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to go on a honeymoon when they're pregnant.
The good thing is y'all stuck together forever, so you got time to do it.
Look, weddings, the one thing about weddings is I see them and sometimes, I mean, they look magical. You've put on some magical weddings. Sean put on magical weddings. Sometimes they just look a little, they look a little stressful. They look a little inconvenient. We're moving into a new home in June. Mm-hmm. Just purchased a new home.
All right.
We got the baby
didn't
coming.
Didn't get that news either.
We got the baby coming in August. Figgy knew.
okay, Figgy knew. Good.
I think Sean knew.
Congratulations, Figgy.
I think you're out of
town. Oh, Sean knew.
I think you're out of town. Oh, that happened.
Figgy and Sean knew. Wow, I'm really happy for them. That's just fantastic. That's just dandy.
And then the baby's coming in August, man.
Yeah.
Like during camp. So.
So baby, we found out. Okay. House didn't say a thing. Marriage didn't say a thing. Fantastic. That's just, I'm happy for you. I'm really, really happy for you. Congratulations on the new house, by the way.
That's
are you seeing the trend?
I am definitely seeing a trend.
And I kind of want to cut Landry some slack here. I feel like he don't tell a lot of stuff. He keep a lot of stuff to himself.
He opens his mouth about everything.
Do he?
What do you mean? Who did I not tell? I just, Lopez
his
didn't
personal
know.
Stuff?
Lopez was out. You were out. I told Sean I'm getting a house.
Landry talks and has an opinion and shares information about everything except with me.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, we got some evidence. We got some evidence.
But the house.
When did you tell me about your new house?
I didn't. I told Figgy.
So you bought.
You
told
Figgy.
So you got the house?
Yeah. I mean, we've.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
They called up yesterday trying to confirm the employment. So I think they just have to tell. But yeah, the house is coming in June. It's not even built yet.
Well, I'm just.
Oh, nice.
I'm just really, really.
It's
really, really happy.
It's
for you, man.
It's in the process.
I
mean,
I didn't know that part.
That's a monumental.
I knew he was looking for a house.
It's a monumental moment. Monumental achievement.
Just staying focused, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Momentum.
You're focused on Figgy and Sean.
Momentum, baby. You were out. I don't go around talking about the house.
I was out.
I was out.
I get texts from Landry all day, every day. All day, every day.
Now, it's not just you because he ain't telling he was going to be out yesterday.
Until after the show, and he had to be pried out of him.
And our boss told us.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting married tomorrow. Oh, congrats. Thrilled. That is super.
No, I think the element of it being smooth is great. Like, I think it doesn't minimize, like, getting married, but I think the element of not throwing a big wedding, I just think it kind of adds to, like, the way that it's done. I'm glad that, like, no stress was projected, and I just tried to make it, like, as smooth as possible.
Let me see the ring.
The ring gets in Tuesday.
Okay.
This is just a little black thing. This ain't anything to really look at. It's just a little thing on the to have something for.
I'm happy
Judge
for
Garcia.
You, man. I'm looking at you. Y'all look pretty good, man. You dressed up. I'm glad you're
on the 832. People talk about people go on baby moons. I'm not traveling.
Yeah.
We're halfway home, man. We're 18 weeks. I saw the baby yesterday. By the way, little concerned that this baby's gonna look like freaking Shaq.
Yeah.
Two centimeters above the average right now.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be too tall, but hey, she might be. Yeah.
I'm just so happy for you. I am just so happy. In fact, you know, as soon as I did find out about the wedding, late, you know, well after the fact,
nobody knew.
I'm so thrilled that
Seth just congratulated me. Wade Smith just congratulated me.
I'm so thrilled that I immediately sent you a present.
You did.
I immediately sent him a present.
And it meant a lot to me.
I would have sent you a housewarming present, but you know.
The house is not. Do you know what it's like to get a house? Look, they're acting like we're still going through some sort of process, but then they're giving you updates and stuff. The house stuff just kind of comes. I haven't brought it up. I brought it up twice.
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Come on.
Slime me.
Come
Dude,
on.
The award might be named after this. What am I with you 4 or 5 years? Hey, I heard you're getting married after the wedding or after the fact. Oh, you got a new house? Cool. Nobody knew that. Well, Figgy and Sean did.
Well, I didn't know about them. I didn't know about the new. I knew he was looking for a house.
You didn't know it was confirmed.
I didn't know it was confirmed.
Still.
Well, they're acting like it's not, but I think, it's all but done, man.
Yeah.
They just have to confirm the appointment. So, yeah, Slime Off nominee.
Boy, I just
kept it to myself, man.
Just couldn't be happier, man. Couldn't be happier.
I thought you knew I was getting a house.
Yeah, no, I didn't. You didn't tell me. I can go through all your texts, hundreds of them. Hundreds of the texts that I get from you. I can go through those.
How many times have I texted you about the house, Viggy?
You never text me. Yeah.
Zero.
I don't think we ever text anything personal, like personal-wise. We always talk in front of each other.
Yeah. But yeah, you just do that face-to-face. That's what you do. That's right. You do that face-to-face. Like I'm getting married. That's a face-to-face thing. Except with me. You know, I'm getting a new house, man. After all these years, that's a face-to-face thing. I'm sure Sean and Figgy appreciated it.
By the way, do we have a slime off? Because the 620.
Don't you do that ploy again.
Hey, this is their words, not mine.
Don't you do that ploy again.
They are saying, they say Landry has a lot of great happenings and the OG is making it about himself.
It is about me.
And the OG is making it about himself.
That's not a slime ball move. That's not a slime ball move.
This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me. Crap.
It's a word on the street,
man. And then you're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and me.
The honeymoon's next March.
I'm sure you came in for Figgy.
The honeymoon's next March. I'm not coming in for either one of you guys. I can promise. I'm not coming in either one of you guys. Like coming in for either one of you guys. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Neither one.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
That's look, man. Like I like the way this is laid out. I like this the way this is laid out.
Oh, I love it.
We're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
Trying to get married. It's all just—it's all just coming up perfect.
Perfect.
It's all coming up perfect.
Just the way you planned. Just the way you planned it.
I think you might have heard John Phillips, man.
I do have a story.
You know how the house is? The house is a process. I have not brought it up. I've gone and visited it a couple times. They're putting in the wall, like the walls. It's not official. I just told Sean, hey, I might move here. I told Figgy, and I haven't brought it up since. They called yesterday, like the feds. They call in here trying to see if I work here. That's it. I don't talk about the house yet.
So technically it's not set in stone because some stuff could go wrong.
They took a hell of a lot of money for it not to be set in stone.
Well, okay, so it's a deal. It's a deal.
Yes.
Thrilled for you. That's a great big moment in your life.
Also used some money towards the house that would have gone towards a wedding.
Okay. Well, that was smart. That was smart.
Go. Very smart.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of slime off votes.
Yeah, for you.
No, I am. For me.
You did remind me of a story, though. Can I tell you a story?
Always. Yeah.
Tell me a story, OG.
So you're spending your honeymoon with Figgy and I. You reminded me in 1985 when I got married. So the Southwest Conference basketball tournament was the next week.
1985.
Yeah. And I walked into Shelby Metcalf's office. Shelby Metcalf was the basketball coach for the Aggies, and I was covering the team at the time. And I said, well, Shelby, I just want you to know I'm getting married Saturday. I mean, I told him.
I told y'all yesterday.
Shelby,
2 days ago.
I told him well before. I said, Shelby, I just want
you to... This is not like a... It was a... Let's be honest. We tried to do it a week ago. We went
oh,
in.
Oh, did you?
Like 2 weeks ago. We went in. It didn't happen. And then it just happened to work out.
Oh, so you weren't going to tell us anything about that one.
Oh, you make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah, sure. So
it's
I said, Shelby, just want you to know I'm getting married Saturday, but I will be back on Wednesday. Maybe it was Thursday. I'll be back on Thursday for the conference tournament, for your first game in the conference tournament. And he leaned back in his chair, and he rubbed his face, and he is a hillbilly from way back from East Texas. And he looked at me and he goes, John, I hope you're not cutting short your honeymoon for basketball. Because if you are, there's either something I don't know about basketball or something you don't know about honeymoons. So,
look, it's one of the best days of my life. It was a smooth day.
Yeah.
What made it even better was it was just really smooth. That's what made it even better. It just was really, really smooth. It was perfect. And... got a lot of exciting stuff going on. It all shapes
it's a good
up.
Feeling for it. It's a good feeling for it to be official,
oh,
man.
Oh,
official,
be over.
Smooth, official, yep. Awesome. If she would have wanted to have a big wedding, we would have had a big wedding. But it was just a smooth, smooth thing.
It's even better when y'all both on the same page with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
I can relate.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. On the text line, I mean, I'm getting some slime slime love here.
Slime love?
Slime hate, whatever you want to call it. 713, I think Landry is showing that he's not really friends with Figgy and Lopez. That's harsh. It's really harsh. Goodness gracious. So we'll have the slime off at 120. I'm going to be going against Carroll.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be going against Carroll. I'm going to be going against Mad Dog Russo. We'll just let Lopez sit this one out. You can sit this one out.
Oh, my gosh. Great day, man. Great day.
I feel like you're really mad at me about this.
Great day. No, no, man. Great day.
The house? You're mad about the house? I didn't go around telling people I got a house. I don't even think anyone in this building knows I got a house.
Sean and Figgy did.
Sean and Figgy knew because they were here when I was doing the house.
I knew he was looking for a house. I don't even know where you moving to. I don't even know what area, anything.
Oh, he ain't going to tell you. Well, he won't tell me.
It's right down the road.
Yeah.
Spring Branch.
Okay.
Spring Branch, right there. Yeah. Being built.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you've been to my house.
My house isn't up yet. House isn't even built. Isn't even built. A lot can go wrong. All right, so we have a slime off. Might be a
You having a housewarming party?
Yeah, I'll have a housewarming party.
Yeah, you and
party.
Sean are invited.
I'll have a housewarming party. Party?
You, Landry, Sean.
Everyone will be invited.
The whole gang. Well, maybe not the whole gang.
By the way, we haven't closed on the house yet. Trying to minimize the stress. Minimize the stress, man. That's the whole point. Minimize the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Want the baby to come into a stress-free environment. Stress-free. By the way, the baby already knows to be born before football season. So,
well, that was good.
There, yeah. She knows what's up. So there we go. Getting a lot of advice on homes. Don't get a pool. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it depends on how much time you're going to spend doing it. I had a pool advice. For decades. It was great.
There's a community pool. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a community pool. That's so good. It should be good. Right in the middle. Coming up.
Y'all should have a great time there.
A potential Nick Caserio Patriots collaboration that could break the internet, plus the path to Will Anderson being a member of the Houston Texans. In the Loop continues. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
On the text line, I did sign that. On the text line, this is the mansplaining. I said they called to verify my employment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a house, Lopez didn't know. It says, Landry, it's not about verifying the employment. Thanks for the three Landrys, sir. You're going to have to show your bank statements, and they're going to call you for additional paperwork. Dude, do you have any idea how much paperwork I filled out? You don't think I gave them my bank statements, my W-2s, my tax forms, my Social Security number, my past employment, my past...
So all of this work, you ain't give them your social.
Come on.
That's like the first thing they ask for.
Exactly.
To even get in the door.
I had to upload so many damn documents.
Wait till you close.
Insane.
Well, we signed.
You already closed for the house?
I mean, I signed it. We signed a crap ton of stuff.
You probably signed the commitment. Yeah, once you close, it's a bunch of stuff. Landry,
you're not just going to verify your employment.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
They need your W-2s, Landry.
I'm not opening a $5,000 credit card. I'm getting a damn house. Lord, you mansplainers crazy.
Yeah.
Happy Friday to everyone. Texans yesterday, they were at Bryce Young's Pro Day. And I want at 11 o'clock, we'll get into, there's been like something that many people have believed the Texans look for when it comes to prospects. There's a team that looks at that now, and it ain't the Texans. I'll explain that at 11. I'll make that make sense. But the Texans also yesterday met with Will Anderson. And I want to just lay out the path to the Texans getting Will Anderson, who some believe is the best player in this draft at this point, with all the question marks about Jalen Carter. And many believe if the Texans decide not to take a quarterback at 2, Will Anderson would be the guy. Let's start with the path, the first path to Will Anderson becoming a Texan, and the one that I think would break the internet and lead to a lot of reaction. What if the Texans, in a traditional sense, as we talk about the path to Will Anderson becoming a Texan, what if they took him number 2 overall? What would the reaction be around here, where the vibes are pretty good right now?
Groans, rage, anger, frustration. I mean, pick a word there. However, I mean, there's so many factors that are going to be coming into play on that. Is Bryce Young gone? Is Bryce Young available? Then it would get even worse. Look, I keep going back to the same thing. We don't know what they're thinking, man. We don't know who their guy is. Everybody has one guy over another. There's rankings. It's natural. So we don't know. I personally, if they don't think they have their guy and they take Will Anderson, I might be a little frustrated because I want a quarterback, but also a little bit optimistic that they got the right guy for one, because I think everybody has a consensus on Will Anderson, and they can get a quarter. They have the resources to get a quarterback next year anyway.
I would be a little nervous because who is on the roster? We got Case Keenum, Davis Mills, and somebody. I think we got somebody. I can't remember, but
EJ Perry, whatever his name is.
I would be nervous as hell.
I think the reaction would be obvious. There'd be a portion of fans who'd be pissed off because they want a quarterback at 2, no matter who it is. There might be a little bit more trust than there would be if it weren't D'Amico Ryans as head coach. So you would have that, and the internet would immediately break.
Yeah.
Question I have, though, is could there be another path towards Will Anderson being a Houston Texan? And let me just lay this out. So if the Texans are going to take a quarterback at 2. Let's pretend they take either Young or Stroud. Could the Texans get Will Anderson later on in the draft? Let's just go through the scenarios. Let's say that quarterbacks go the first 4 picks. Whoever Arizona trades with, they draft a quarterback, and then let's say the Colts take a quarterback at 4. So let's say 4 quarterbacks go in the top 4. It's not too far-fetched to think that Tyree Wilson goes before Will Anderson. Crazier things have happened. A lot of people like Tyree Wilson. It's not the craziest thing. And let's pretend that Jalen Carter, who was considered the best player in this draft, still is to many. Let's say he goes in the top 6. So you get to the 7th pick of the draft.
Yeah.
The Raiders have a lot invested on the edge already. They've signed Max Crosby to a big deal. They signed Chandler Jones last year. So you don't think that the Raiders would take Will Anderson. Could Nick Caserio call his buddy Josh McDaniels and try to make a deal and maybe bring in whatever they want to take? Maybe you trade a first next year and something else, and you trade up and get Will Anderson. Could that be possible? I don't see him falling to 12, but if he goes to 7 and the Raiders already have a lot invested in edge, they're probably not going to be obsessed with the possibility of getting Will Anderson, and it would be a hell of a lot of money to invest. Could Nick Caserio call his buddy Josh McDaniels and get Will Anderson, and we see Bryce Young or CJ Stroud on the same team on the same day?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. And the other thing that's going to be difficult to predict. It's not impossible. But how many times have a quarterback, have quarterbacks gone 1, 2, and 3 in the draft? I think it's like 3 times total in history. So the odds are they're not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. But it could be where quarterbacks go very high in the top 5. But it only takes more, you know, it only takes a couple for things to start changing and for you to be able to make that move. I think that could be a possibility.
What would the cost be of such a move? You trade a first next year and then maybe
12-7.
Yeah, 12-7, 5 spots.
Yeah.
So what would the cost be?
It'd be pretty high.
I mean, 9-1 was 2 ones and 2 twos.
Yeah.
You're talking about 12-7. And you're talking about, obviously, you're giving up 12. Maybe you give up a 1 next year, and do you have to give up something else?
Probably maybe another 2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that would be so sweet. That would be so sweet to be able to do that. I think a lot of it just hinges, Landry, on how many quarterbacks go at the very top. It's very rare for quarterbacks to consecutively go that high. But if they do, and I don't know, you know, how they really feel about this class, but if it is like, you know, Young and Stroud and somebody really, really, really likes Richardson or Levis, it could happen. And then all of a sudden anything's on the table.
You think Levis is going top 10?
I do not. I like him, but I don't think he's going top 10. I'm just saying, you always hear me say it, only takes one. I think somebody's fallen in more than, maybe more than one somebody has fallen in love with Richardson based on, you know, his athletic feats. And that only takes one as well.
Both of these guys going in the top 10 would be wild. Now, crazier things have happened. And the real key to the draft, like as we talk about the path for Will Anderson, the real key to the draft is Arizona right now at 3. Don't you think? Like Arizona sitting
well,
at 3?
Well, yeah, because like what are they going to do, number one, and how many teams are going to be wanting to deal with them? I think Arizona is definitely going to be one of the top picks that's going to be dealt with, so to speak. Yeah.
And maybe Arizona, or then maybe Arizona's looking at this and saying, man, we're not going to have an opportunity more times than not. And they still could have that opportunity if they traded back one spot with Indianapolis. If Indianapolis wanted to trade up one spot, and let's say they want to get the third quarterback, let's say the Texans did take Will Anderson and Bryce, man, if the Texans take Will Anderson and Arizona hasn't traded yet, they're sitting on a gold mine. Because now all of a sudden they're sitting there where they could
whoever,
whether it's CJ or whether it's Bryce, they're sitting in a wild spot. And that's the other thing about this whole thing. As we talk about the path to Will Anderson, if you're willing to take Will Anderson number 2, then, man, you would almost be better off just trading back and then maybe crossing your fingers, depending on where you want to trade back, and maybe trying to get a Tyree Wilson or trying to get a trade up and get a Will Anderson or a Jalen Carter. If you're going to do that, that would be my problem. Like the biggest problem I would have with taking Will Anderson number 2, it wouldn't necessarily be that you didn't take a quarterback, because if you don't love the quarterback, I don't think it's a position you just settle for. But if you were going to do that, then I almost think you just need to trade back and try to stockpile as many guys as possible and then use the extra equity you got to go up there and get Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, or Jalen Carter, whether it's at 7, 8, something like that, 6.
Talk about people getting frustrated and mad. You move back and let 2 quarterbacks, both those quarterbacks, go ahead of you. I'm not saying it would be the wrong move because, we know what Will Anderson is. But can you imagine trading back out of 2 and letting C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young go and scooping up Will Anderson? People would go nuts, like nuts in this city. One other thing about the quarterback position, I think it's possible your scenario there about people wanting to get more quarterbacks in the top 10 than usual, because it's kind of like become the bizarro running back when it comes to the draft. Like everybody used to say, oh, you can get a running back in the second or third round. You can get a running back in the second or third round. Now, it's always been the case, but now it's even louder and more significant. You have to get a quarterback in the top 10. You have to. So I think they might be overvaluing. I think certainly in the case of Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, they're like overvaluing him so much that they have to move into the top 10 to get him.
The path to Will Anderson, 713-572-4610. What would be the appropriate path? What would your reaction be? We'll get more into this as the show goes on. But coming up, Two of the best teams in the states, two of the marquee teams in the state, they're going to be in action tonight. And if both of them win, one of them will be in town next week at one of the biggest sporting events in the entire world. We'll get Lopez's passing thoughts, and we'll try to lay out our idea. We're going to look out for the city of Houston. We're going to lay out our dream Final Four next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Localize It. Sports Radio 610.
A certain characteristic used to be something that many assumed the Texans valued over anything else. But perhaps that characteristic could lead to the team in front of them heading in a certain direction when it comes to the quarterback they select in less than 5 weeks. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're going to talk about the ideal Final Four. Final Four coming to town next week. What is the ideal Final Four? We'll get into that. But first, if your bracket is busted and you still want to be in on the action, follow Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app to unlock 2 months of free betting insights from BetQL. Get expert betting trends, modeled best bets, and more. Simply download the Odyssey app, create an account, and follow Sports Radio 610 to unlock your 2 month free trial to BetQL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last night was the best game of the tournament. UCLA, Gonzaga, in the Michigan State, Kansas State. I'm kind of selling that a little bit short. But I thought the Gonzaga UCLA game with how that one ended in my if I had a vote, I would say that was the best ball game of the tournament.
It was dang good. That overtime game though, I mean that was something special, especially when you know the backstory with Jerome Tang and Marquise Noel and all that stuff, and playing right there. He grew up in Harlem, playing in New York. I mean, it was just spectacular basketball last night. Unless you're a Hog fan.
I want to ask you this. Oh God.
He got dropped.
Boy, that was embarrassing. I would have rather lost by 50.
What a rally. Lost in the last round.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Yeah. You get all this hype, you take your shirt off after the Kansas game, and you get embarrassed like that.
Yeah.
What that does, and we'll talk to Clint Cerner around the show, Hughley, presented by D&M Auto Leasing. That makes show hurt more for losing to Arkansas than anything.
No question.
It's just kind of like, how do we lose to this team?
Yeah.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. And I know that's how Show was looking at
Appalachian
that.
Appalachian State,
how
baby.
How did we lose to this crappy team? Are you kidding me? Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. So I want to look at this from a best basketball perspective. If we're just talking about just the best quality basketball, when the Final Four comes next week, and then we'll go economic and we'll talk about best for the city. Best for the city of Houston hosting a big event. But from a basketball perspective, what is the best Final Four in your expert opinion?
Alabama.
Okay.
And they're a lock, by the way.
Okay.
And I did say lock.
Okay.
San Diego State. I think San Diego State might give them some trouble, but
okay.
Anyone would. But then on the other side of the bracket, they have Creighton and Princeton. All due respect. Alabama, best basketball. Houston, Texas, or Xavier, to be honest. I mean, Xavier's a really good squad, but I'll say Texas. I'm doing the Elite Eight. You're saying Final Four.
Final Four, the best Final Four coming to Houston next week. When we're
Alabama, Houston,
okay,
UConn,
okay,
Kansas State,
okay. So that's the best basketball. Yeah. Say it again.
Alabama, Houston, UConn, Kansas State.
Okay. Now let's do the best from a perspective of an attraction. And when you look at it from this perspective, you look at it. Well, who's going to spend the most money? Who's going to be the most passionate? What's going to be like the, who's going to fill the most seats? Who's going to be happy to be here? That's how you look at it there. Like when the Super Bowl's coming to your city.
You want money, baby.
You want the Steelers.
Yeah.
You don't mind the Chiefs. Like you want these fan bases that roll deep, and it is like their prime, like Cowboys. You don't mind the Cowboys because they're going to roll deep.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
It might be a little tough in Houston, though. But
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. So what is the, like, from an economic standpoint, what is the perfect Final Four? Because I have mine. I want you to just tell me if you disagree.
All right.
Sorry to all the Cougs out there, but getting Texas in the city of Houston is, from an economic standpoint, is much, much more beneficial.
I disagree.
You disagree.
Normally, I would agree.
You think the Cougs?
Because it's Houston.
They don't fill up their stadium during regular season games, John.
I'm telling you, though, like people that are just – and they do, by the way. They sold out most of the last of their games.
Yeah, but there have been some times where you look in there and you're like, man, that's empty.
But I'm talking from the mayor down, man. I mean, normally I would – look, Texas is a bigger brand than Houston. Let's not be dumb here.
I just think you're – if you're getting Texas, you're getting people from all over the country coming in Texas, and they have a big alumni base here.
And
they're going to spend crazy bread.
And you said economically, Houston in Houston is interesting to people all over. You know, Jim Nance is going to be tripping over himself telling stories.
Boy, he's going
to
make this about him. This is his last Final Four. He is going to make this. He is going to make this tournament
this
about
him. This
is the
1%. 99% of the time, it's Texas.
Okay.
1%, this is it. Because it's Houston, in Houston, the entire city. I mean, right now, I mean, there are people, you know, myself included. I mean, I have the connection with Houston with one of my sons, but I'm usually, you know, all about the Aggies. I mean, I'm all in on the Cougs. And I think people with no dog in the fight, as many Texas fans are here, it's going to be Houston, man. Figgy, I don't know what you think about this.
No, I agree. I agree because... Like Landry said, Texas is all over the place. Mm-hmm. It'd be one thing if we was in Austin, though. But here, being in Houston.
But you want people from the outside coming in when you have something like this.
Well, you're gonna have to finish your list. But I on this but one you want, instance,
you
I
want
think
people
Houston.
Coming from the outside.
Like who's you know who are all the Arkansas fans?
But you'll still have people that's in Houston that's ready to support, even if they're not wasn't a 100% fan or didn't go to that school.
Like I said, this is the 1%. Normally, I would agree with you.
Okay, I think Texas, but I don't. I mean, look, I would rather Houston be in it. Honestly, I'm not. I want good things for.
But what are your other
U of H? But I think from just the economic standpoint, I think Texas, Alabama, obviously. Good God, they travel everywhere. Yeah. They're crazy as hell. They're gonna treat this like an ultimate vacation.
Yep.
Alabama is a no brainer in the South. Yep. No brainer. Kansas State travels deep.
And they travel well.
They travel well. And FAU, ain't no one from FAU coming here. You might have a few band geeks and a few students who, you know, drove from Florida to here. No one cares about FAU.
I agree.
So Kansas State, they are crazy. They're loud as hell. Mm-hmm. Kansas State would be the next one. And then, man.
Could be either one, right?
I think it's Gonzaga. Yeah. And the reason is, I think that Drew Timmy has become, and he's one of the best college basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy.
Look at his numbers.
He has the most 20-point games in tournament history.
Yeah.
He's one of the best college basketball players of all time. Gonzaga is a national brand. Like, Gonzaga has gone from, and what we've seen from them the last two decades, they were just kind of that beloved, where the hell is Gonzaga team? Oh, John Stockton went there, to now you expect them to be there. They're a national brand. They got a guy who's been there for 4 years who you gravitate to when things are going on. It just seems bigger. UConn, yes, UConn is a blue blood.
Talk
UConn
about traveling.
Won multiple national championships and all that. But I just think having Gonzaga in your city and just the overall appeal and what they mean to the brand, I think that matters. So I have Gonzaga, K-State, Texas, and Alabama. You guys have
U of H, K-State, and really either one. UConn, I mean, they're a real brand as well. I mean, they've won titles. They have like the entire, you know, much of the city of New York, you know, is big, you know, are UConn fans, et cetera. But I could go with either one. I'll go with Gonzaga with you on that one. Because part of it is Drew Timmy might be the most recognizable player before the tournament even started. Like, people just have seen him forever. And so they
seems like he's so old.
Yeah, they see him.
He's a Texan, too, by the way. Yeah. He's from Richardson.
Yeah.
So that would
be
mine.
What about what you want?
What I want, I want to see Houston. I really want like either Houston or Texas. Like, Houston or Texas, I'll be fine with. And then I want the other three teams because I want what's best. I think these buzz. I don't want to see UConn. I'm not as big on UConn. Hell no. I don't want to see Princeton. No. I don't want to see Princeton. No.
Mine are pretty much Alabama, Houston, UConn, just because I think they're built to make this run. I think they're going to win. Maybe that's why. In K-State, Jerome Tang, what an incredible story. I'll share it with you guys later, but he's just an incredible story of coaching and perseverance.
That's
get
Kansas
to that.
State's head coach, for those of you that may not know. Final Four coming to town. That is your March Madness update, courtesy of TDECU. Coming up, it used to be something that many felt the Texans valued over everything else, and the mindset will play a factor when the first quarterback is selected, but it might not be coming from where you think it's coming from. We'll explain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.